Shalom to all. Today's office Chol Nefkuf Yud Beis. We are talking about the fourth line with the words Bam Yineh. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Biyaka Moshe Hernish Shabbos should have an Aliyah. And we can discuss this Kutach, this Milchik dip that you see back in the day. Bam Yineh Rav Dimi Rav Nachman. Rav Dimi asked Rav Nachman the following question: Ma'ala Nuche Kaded the Milcha Gabe Kaded the Kimcha? Could a person put a pitcher or a barrel of salt next to one of Kimcha, which is Kutach, this Milchik dip? Or if either some of the Kutach is going to fall into the salt, and then it's going to be used for salting meat, and that's going to be a problem. So Amalei told him Usser. Yeah, it's Usser. So he asked him Dechalamai. What about vinegar next to Kutach? Amalei told him Shari. That's not a problem. So you ask him, what's the difference? And Rachman's response was, when you measure out a kur of salt for me, I'm going to tell you. And this is like a joking way of saying that if you pay me, I'm going to tell you the answer. No, he didn't make him do this, and he gave him the answer right away. My time, what's the reason? It's because, hi, isa asur be'ene, v'hai lesa asur be'ene. This one has isur be'en, and this one doesn't have isur be'en. When we have kutach next to salt, so kutach falls into the salt, it doesn't get absorbed into it, and so it's be'en, it's there, it's visible, and so when it's used for the meat, that's like salting meat with milchik salt. As opposed to the vinegar, when kutach falls into it, first of all, it's not even visible because it gets absorbed into it. And also, there isn't tan, there's no flavor there either. That's why vinegar would be okay. Kids just got a similar case. Ubar Gozla, there was a young pigeon, Dunafal Kadi Kimcha, it fell into Kutach, and Shire of Chinu Braid Rav Mashrenya, Rachinu Braid Rav Mashrenya said this is okay, all you have to do is wash it off and it's fine. No, Rava commented, Man Chakam Mishriki Hagafna, Ilav Rav Chinu Braid Rav Mashrenya, who's smart enough, who's wise enough to matter this case if not for Rav Chinu Braid Rav Mashrenya? Why is this? That's because Kasavar he holds, Ki Amar Shmuel Mulyach. When does Shmuel hold that salting is like reseach, like hot, and therefore would be a problem? That's hanimili hechod ein nechol machos milcha. That's only if the food can't be eaten because it's so salty. So then the salt content is so high, we say maleches kareseach. And if it would be, let's say, milchik salt with fleishigs, that'd be a problem. Aval hai kutcha, but kutach hari nechol machos milcha. It's eaten even though it's salty. Kutach happens to be a very salty dip, but it's still eaten, and therefore even when the pigeon falls into the kutach, it's not going to absorb any of the salt, so everything's fine. Now hanimili chai. This is only if it's raw. Aval tzli, but if it's roasted already, then by klipa. It has to have a klipa, which literally means a peel. Then we have to take away a peel's worth of the meat because due to the fact that it was roasted, that does cause it to absorb some of the milch kutach. Now, if it has cracks in the meat, kule aser, everything is aser. That's because kutach got absorbed very deep into it, and there's no way to clean it out. And also, if it was seasoned with spices, kule aser, that also asers the whole thing. That's because the spices soften it. We've had this earlier, and now it's able to absorb. And Rashi used the lashon of tsami livloya. It's very thirsty. It wants to be absorbed, and so when it falls into the kutach, it absorbs through the whole thing, and then everything would be asur. And I go back to discuss blood from meat. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel tells us, basar, a loaf of bread, the meat was cut on, and even though it was roasted, the following did is because not all the blood came out through roasting. So also, the bread's not allowed to be eaten because it has blood from the meat inside it. Now, behind a meal, this is only the asmik. That's if the meat was very red, so it means that there was a lot of blood in it. Also, behind a meal, the avre, this is only if it went through and through the bread, and also behind a meal, the asmache, if that which came out of the meat was very thick, so then it was blood, aval klishta, less on ba. But if it was very liquidy, then that's not an issue because that's just what we would call meat juice and it's not actually blood, and therefore the bread's allowed to be eaten. Now Shmuel used to just throw this loaf of bread to his dog, whereas Rav Huna would give it to his attendant, his shamish, and the question is Umanushach. Either which way, Ishari, if it's permitted, Lukulei Almashari, should be mutter for everyone, why didn't Rav Huna eat it? And Iasur, if it's also Lukulei Almasur, it's us for everyone, and his shamish is not allowed to eat it either. And the answer is Shani Rav Huna, Danina Daite. Rav Huna is different because he was very finicky, he was particular, and he didn't want to eat it, but he held that it was 100% mutter, and that's why he gave it to his shamish. Now Rava Achole, Rava would eat this bread, Vakari Le, Chamer Basar, and he would call it the wine of the meat. In other words, he held that this is just meat juice that's coming out. You know, when you have a geschmack, a juicy steak that was grilled to perfection, you cut it with a knife, juices ooze out of it, that's perfectly fine, and that's why Rava ate the loaf of bread, because it was just meat juice and it wasn't blood. Now another memra, Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, Imanichin Kli Tachas Basar, was not a place a kli underneath meat, which is roasting. We had this on the previous Amud, it's called the Bei Duge, that would catch all the fats that were dripping, so one's not allowed to do that. Until all the redness leaves the meat, because as long as there's redness in it, then it's blood. That means the blood is going to be dripping into this pan, and that's going to asur all the fats that are dripping in as well. Now the question is, how do we know if there's more admumis, if there's redness in it? Meat anyway is red, so how do you know if the redness is blood or not? And the answer is, he tells us, is when smoke starts rising. That means either when smoke starts rising from the meat itself, that means there's no more blood, or when smoke starts rising from the coals, because as long as blood is dripping onto the coals, it actually slightly extinguishes them. It's only once fat drips on the coals, then smoke rises from them. And if you went to grilling, maybe you'd be able to make that differentiation between when the smoke starts rising from the grill as opposed to when just liquid's dripping and there's no smoke. Either which way, Maskel Rashi, Rashi asks on this, maybe the blood was drained out of the lower part of the meat, but the upper part of the meat still has blood in it. Just because we have smoke rising, that's not an indication that there's no more blood in the meat. So Elam Ravashi, rather Rashi answers differently. There is no takana, el of the following. He throws in two pieces of salt, meaning he puts puts a little bit of salt on the meat and a little bit of salt in the pan, and whatever blood falls into the pan is going to be drawn to the salt. And then he pours off the fat that drips in, leaving the blood in the bottom of the kli. The fats get poured off, and only then he's able to have these fats that dripped out of the meat. But now, did Shmuel really say this? Shmuel had just said before that a loaf of bread that had meat cut on it is not allowed to be eaten, and that's because there's blood that comes out of the meat, and that's even after he finished roasting it. So for sure, during the roasting process, there's still blood coming out of the meat, so he shouldn't be allowed to catch the fats that are coming out and eat them because there's for sure blood mixed into them. So he answered this, no, Shani Hosman case is different. The agav ducha de sakina palet, it's because of the pressure of the knife that causes it to come out. In other words, when the meat is roasting, there's a certain point in time that no more blood is going to come out. Whatever was able to be drawn out through the roasting is drawn out, and that's it. However, once he's going to cut it with a knife, so the ducha de sakina, the pressure of the knife, will force any remaining blood out of it. And that's why Shmuel, in his first din, asered the loaf of bread, because now that he was cutting the meat on top of the bread, so blood was coming out onto it. And again, that's different than the second case, where the blood is just coming out on its own through roasting. Now, going to discuss salting meat, Amar of Nachmi tells us, Dagam v'ayfes, shmolachan zayim zeh, fish and bird, it could also be meat, but we're just saying fish and bird, that was salted together in the same kli, asurin der aser. And realize we're going to see it's the fish which is aser, because it absorbed blood from the eif, from the bird. The blood of fish is not aser in the first place, so the fish wouldn't be asering the bird, it would be the bird asering the fish. So either which way, it's aser. The question is, hechidami, what's the case? E, beklisha eni minokev, if they're being salted in a non-perforated kli, so afilu eifes v'eifes nami asiri, even if it was just bird being roasted in here, it would be aser, because the salt draws out the blood, but then since the blood doesn't have a place to drain, it gets reabsorbed into the bird. And so of course it's aser. What do we have to say? Dagim v'eifes, even if it's just eifes, it would be aser. And e, bekli minokev, if it was a perforated kli, so afilu dagim v'eifes nami shari, even if it was dagim v'eifes, that would be permitted because the blood has a place to drain, so no iser is going to get reabsorbed. And the answer is la'ilam bekli minokev. Yes, we are talking about a perforated kli, so the blood has a place to drain. However, with fish, it's different. V'dagim mishum durafu karmayhu, fish, since they have very soft skin, kadmi upalti, they proceed, they're pilate their juices, their brine, very quickly. V'eifes kamiti, but bird meat is kamit, which literally means it's shriveled. In other words, it's tight, and therefore it's not pilate so quickly. And so what happens? Basar denichi dagim, after the fish rest from being pilate, they get rid of their juices and brine pretty quickly, and then they stop. Nothing's going to happen anymore. Then pliti eifes, the eifes are being pilate their blood. V'hadar bali minei, then the fish is able to be pilate the blood that comes out of the eif, and that's why the fish is usser. And that's as opposed to when we're talking about eifes or basar, when they're being salted together in the same kli that's perforated. The reason why nothing's usser is because since they're both being pilate at the same rate, and as we already know, when something is being pilate, it's not able to be bilea, so all the blood that's being niflat from the meat that's salted together is draining out of the holes in the kli, and they both stop at the same time, and no iser is being absorbed, and that's why everything's fine. Now, continue discussing just meat. Rav Mari bar Rachel, imlech le basar shchuta b'hadi basar trefa. Rav Mari bar Rachel, he accidentally salted kosher meat with non-kosher meat. It's also coming to Rava, he came to Rava, and he asked him, is this problematic? As we had just said, when meat is being salted together, it's not absorbing any blood. But what about the other juices that come out of the meat? Maybe you're right, the kosher meat can't absorb non-kosher blood, but perhaps it is able to absorb non-kosher juices. Sermalei, that's exactly what Rava told him. The pasuk tells us, hatameim. This one, the pasuk describes shrotim. It says, eila hatameim lochem b'chol hasheretz, and the hey is extra. It could just say, eila tameim lochem. What's with the letter hatameim? This lesser tzir and v'rotim v'kefa shalahen. This aser is not only the aser thing itself, but also the tzir, which is the brine, the roitiv is the gravy, kefa is that which sinks to the bottom of the pot, little pieces and whatnot. That's also aser. And therefore, in your situation, Rav Mari bar Rachel, says Rava, you're right, the kosher meat wasn't able to be bilea dam because it was too busy being pilot dam. However, tzir, gravy, or brine, the juices from the non-kosher meat, those are much more easily nivla, and therefore your kosher meat is a problem because it was bilea these problematic juices. How the more kofi came along off on the top continues asking, v'lei malei mid Shmuel, why didn't Rava just tell him what Shmuel said? Da'amr Shmuel, Shmuel holds, maliach harik reseach. Maliach, salting, is like reseach, it's like it's hot, and the kofi harik mevushal, pickling is like cooking, and so it's like we have something reseach here, and hot kosher and non-kosher meat placed together is going to make the kosher meat problematic. So why didn't Rava just say that? And the answer is, even the Shmuel, if we just use Shmuel, have a mean, I would think, hanimili daman, that's only in regards to the blood. Aval tzir and v'rait von lai, but maybe it was didn't maliach reseach, doesn't apply to the tzir and the reitev, kamash malan, that's why Rava brought this pasuk of hatameim, showing the tzir and reitev are also problematic. We're inside for a day of Pickle Mark, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.